Bobby Boucher, and you are listening to and riding the waves.
All right, hold on. I'm recording now. Can you just say that one more time and we'll get fucking into it?
Which, this?
No, about the solar flares, my guy. Okay, so we're talking solar flares?
Yeah, so yesterday my buddy sent me a clip from the good old-fashioned news, so, I mean, fucking take that for what it is. But there was, like, yesterday was Thursday, so at midnight, so Wednesday, between Wednesday and Thursday, there was, like, a X2.8 solar flare, and but then there's all these, like, outages with certain cell phone companies and stuff, and some medical centers were, like, not operating and stuff. And I'm like, was it actually a solar flare? Or are they just prepping us for a cyber attack? Or, because, you know, obviously the conspiracy theorist groups are going wild, as they always do. I know that well because, you know, I used to be one. Not that I'm not, like, a conspiracy theorist anymore. It's more of a conspiracy realist. But I found it interesting. And then yesterday, around 4 o'clock, there was an X6.3 or something like that. That's the biggest I've ever seen personally.
Yeah, I was, as you were talking about it, I was just doing a little bit of research on it. And X6.3 is exactly what that says too. What exactly is a conspiracy realist though?
Well, it's just, they're not theories anymore.
Okay, I got you.
So many theories have ended up just becoming true. Is kind of what I meant.
It's just now real. It's not no longer a conspiracy. It's just real.
Yeah, it's just real theories. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
But, you know, X, you've known me for years now, and you know, we've gone down many rabbit holes together, so he knows my level of conspiracy theorists.
100%. Hey, how does this affect the Schumann?
Well, that I don't know. I actually don't pay attention to the Schumann as much anymore. No. I mean, like, I just see it when I see it. But it's, I'm sure it affects it in certain ways. But
yeah, I was going to ask, like, what kind of impact? You said there was medical facilities losing power with, like, just the 2.8, right? Or the 2.8.
What's happening
with the 6.3, man?
Well, and that's the thing. Nothing's happened.
Huh.
It's weird. It's weird shit.
Is it just the location in which it happened? Did we get lucky? Was it just a gigantic solar flare that, because of where we were in tilt and where it maybe would have aligned with the Earth, that we just got lucky?
I guess. I mean, based on what they're saying, I don't know. It's again, like that. When I saw the original post being on, like, Fox News, I'm like, okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second here. I have some questions. Because I don't, you know, mainstream media will say mainstream media stuff.
Every day of the week, anything that they can do to propagate fear and create any kind of mass hysteria, 100%. But coming from Noah is a little bit different. Like, you know, Noah tracking the solar flare. So, like, it's a little bit different, I guess.
Definitely.
I can't be a scientist at all or any kind
of... Well, no, nor do I. I just... if I'm focusing on science, it's in regards to water. But, I mean, I've seen the X-class solar flares before. I've seen bigger than 2.3. I've never seen bigger than the 6.3. But, like, I've seen them before and nothing's happened. So it could be where it's facing this. And also, from what I understand about solar flares, is it takes 2 days or so to hit it. Actually, it hit us. You know what? I might be able to bring up the clip because we're on
Spaces, and it'll share through.
Yeah, but because she says, she's like, oh, it hits us, it travels at light speed, and it's hitting us, so it hits us pretty much immediately. So here, let me see if I can find it. My friend and I, there it is. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay, good talk. All right. Well, there goes that attempt.
I wonder why we can't hear it, though. What's that?
I don't know.
You're all plugged in and good to go?
Yeah, I'm plugged in through the cord and not even through Bluetooth. Yeah. Huh. Maybe it's the solar flare.
There's been a lot of technological glitches, dude, in the last little bit.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
I've noticed it. I have a question about solar flares that I don't know where they lie within the concept of like flat Earth.
I am Bobby Boucher, and you are listening to and riding the waves. And that's what one of the people that I follow, that's more on the conspiracy, it's her account's My Maria. She's actually a pretty well-known conspiracy theorist. She mentioned about how if space is fake, then like what is actually going on. But flat Earth or not, whichever model you want to think of there, the sun is still the sun, and we still have a sun.
Right.
So
what I'm saying is, on a flat Earth model, it would place the sun closer to us, so we should feel the impact faster, right?
Very true.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I'm not denouncing that it would give off solar flares or whatever its actions that it does, right? I'm just saying I think the impact might be I think because of the lies that we've been fed, we think a certain way instead of thinking the logical way on our planet, right?
Yep.
Where it's like a natural ecosystem. If you think about growing plants and shit, plants and shit like that, if there's not a natural source of light, you have to create it, and you're not going to put that light a certain million miles away, right? You're going to keep that source close to it and manageable, right?
Yep.
So it makes sense, like, to me, it makes sense that our sun would be closer, and it would make sense that, you know, if you think about back in the day with the Greek mythology, you got guys like Apollo, who I believe was the sun, and delivered messages, right? So
Yep. It
would make sense that our local sun system, our light, which is, you know, in many books also coded as information, right? Like they mm-hmm. say light is information.
Yep.
You know, why wouldn't it deliver messages? And what if these solar flares is like a batch message to people?
Well, that's kind of, you know, when we come to the spiritual belief of the great or grand solar flash, right? That's one of the things that, you know, that could be a possibility, right? And you and I have discussed this way back in the Brunch with Bobby days many times. You know, and I've mentioned that, you know, I do believe very much in the second coming of Christ, but I don't look at it as, you know, some bearded motherfucker coming down from the sky personally.
Right.
And I'm not saying that that's not necessarily going to happen, but what makes more sense to me would be a second, like a consciousness upgrade, aka message from the sun that gets relayed down to us. And I mean, Christ was what? The Son of God. So it's word manipulation, which the English language does such a good job of.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know, like it's we do a real good job of manipulating our minds with time and words.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is kind of this is why they say you know, at the end of times about discernment. James is here.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy? Well, he's just listening.
No, we're gonna get him. We're gonna get him up too.
Good. Yes. Hey, Mike, I gotta ask you because you are new to me.
Yeah.
Like what's when I talk about conspiracy stuff, like, and then X brings up like flat Earth stuff. Like, where's your like level on these things?
My level on these things is all information is good information, and you use the magic word discernment.
Mm-hmm.
I love to be able to go through and dissect anything that I can and take what's valuable to me, and then apply that to the mapping that I've already done in my brain, figure out how it applies in other things, and then draw out my own conclusions.
Love it. Wow. People that use their own brain nowadays, you're a rare one. I like it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I mean, that's the basis of the appeal of like getting this back up and going, right? I didn't want to do this solo. It's, you know, boring solo. I think you understand that, right? That's, you know, I know you've gotten busy, but a lot of your shows.
I like getting busy.
Well, I learned that it's a lot easier to. The energy is better, right? And because the energy is better with a guest and like a co-host or another person, at least one other person, right? It's easier to do it when it's just you. Like the people that podcast and just pop out episode after episode after episode that are on solo, that's incredible to me. They're either like,
yeah, it's insane. I did a live on Instagram on the Human Garage page, and they have close to 900,000 followers.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sitting there talking by myself, and it gets challenging.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't have someone come on the show with me or the live with me, I would have ended it probably a half an hour earlier.
Yeah, dude. And it's legit, right? And it's not even about like stage fright or anything like that. Like, I know you can talk. I know you have the ability to do that. Like, it's...
Yes.
Right? And I'm sure that Mike does. I'm sure that I do. Right? Like, there's... I talked to Andy. I talked to him the other day.
Oh, sorry. We're going code names.
That's right. Sorry. We're in podcast Andy. Mode. No, it's my bad. I forgot.
No, I said it first.
Anyway,
it says it right there on my name. So, I'm Mike. I'm Andy.
He's over the place.
It's anonymous. It's okay. I'm all over the place.
Right, Andy.
Hey, have we met?
Here's the other good thing with Andy is, where were we just now in conversation?
You were talking about Don't do that to me right now. Not right now. Not right now. I'm so little sleep.
We're talking about doing solo.
Solo, thank you. At least we didn't crash this wave. So, okay.
Well, it was fucking close.
I know. Okay, so going solo. So I think that you're either like, you have amazing drive or you're some like world-class narcissist. If you have a lot of episodes up.
I mean, it could be a solid mix of both.
It could be. And, like, that's a deadly combo for a podcast. But I'm saying not everybody and most people don't have that.
Well, right? Joe Rogan wouldn't be where he is if he didn't have guests.
That's right.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, and that's, you know, it's an interesting thing because that was the basis of getting you to podcast, like getting you to start going was, like, I showed you that first episode. I was like, look at how garbage his episode was. Right? I was like, anyone can fucking do this. Like, if he can, like, dude, come on, man. This was a dude from news radio that fucking telecasted and talked about, like, was color for fucking whatever, UFC, right? Like, who the fuck is this guy? He's nobody.
Yeah.
Right? Like, fuck him. And that's why his thing in the beginning looked like shit. What people don't get is when you get to, like, 100 episodes, I'm sure, like, Waves is at 90. I want to say 96 now? This is 96?
Yeah, this is 96,
yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, dude, like, we're four away from a super cool accomplishment to a degree. Like, I don't know many, like, you might be up there, but I don't know many other people personally that have 100 episodes out.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I looked through your stuff. I didn't want to count because you don't list your shit. You only list on the episode, right? Which is cool.
Yeah.
Right? We all have our thing.
Well, I didn't really take that. I didn't take that podcast seriously enough.
Yeah. Would you ever...
It was just...
If you had more time, would you ever get going on it again?
Well, I've got the other one now, the H2 Hydration and Health.
Right.
And so if I'm going to do podcasts, it's going to be on there to, you know, actually make some use out of it and not monetizing with ads. I am the ad, right? Obviously, I'm going to I've had a doctor on there. I've had a couple of fitness people. The creator of a hydrogen water bottle on there, and so that's kind of what I do with the, with that podcast. But if I, just with how busy I am, I just would rather, if I'm going to do the podcast, I want to make it worth it. But I do also, and this is very much worth it because we do or will and are talking about water eventually. Mm-hmm. But it is nice to kind of just take a step back again and just shoot the shit, because you get lost in the quote unquote real world. I mean, what the fuck is the real world nowadays?
Dude, it's the whole all work and no play make Homer go something something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the, I don't have a work-life balance. You know me, right? Like, life is work and work is life, and I find enjoyment out of it somehow, right? Like, I don't go work for an employer. I don't want to ruin relationships that way. Right, mm-hmm. I know better than that, right? So I got to go in freelance me and whatnot, right? Do my best. That's why you understand the effort that it takes to record something, have all of that, and then also put it out, right? And doing that all by yourself sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so like having that,
it's a daunting task.
It is, dude. Like, you did it right where you would export it right away to your computer and put it up as soon as possible. Go ahead.
No, it was just either like it was either I did that or it just wasn't gonna happen.
I share that sentiment. I only did 11 episodes. I did a niche podcast for truckers last year, is when I actually started doing this. I did it from like June to, I think I did to August, like 11 episodes, and it was all solo and not just on a whim. And it's just the 11. I was like, all right, I need more people. I need more people for this, because just talking solo on a niche subject all by yourself it's daunting, and you can only do it for so long. And then you're just on, like, you're talking at people, or it sounds preachy, and it's hard to stay. It was hard for me to stay on point almost all the time. So,
as a little experience. I get that. What in the hell is that noise in the background?
But that was the whole point of Waves. Was I wanted a platform where we could go anywhere, basically, like whatever waves we want to surf and whatnot, whatever thoughts we could find and go on them. Let's do it, right? And I didn't want the constraints of having to be too organized, because that was going to really hurt the flow of it. So we get to go all over the place. And I'm sure that anyone that actually listens to this probably appreciates it, because I think that's actually how the human mind works. Our human mind does not work in order and structure. How it works really is we can import a ton of data and then over time integrate that data through our system. So when we throw a fuck ton of information at us up front, right, you get overloaded and only a small amount of that water goes into your cup.
Mm-hmm.
The real idea is to imagine that you have massive reservoirs that you can fill that up with, and then over time filter it through your system.
Yeah.
Right? So like with Waves, the idea is eventually we're going to transcript everything or transcribe everything, and then I'll comb through it just to see where the similarities are. Look at the tail ends of everything, of like what we didn't actually continue to speak on after we crashed, and continue the narrative. And eventually we'll be able to put together, when we have a team, pieces of all of that. So it's one fluid thought instead of like a little bit from episode 2, a little bit from 50, a little bit from 79, you know? It's mm-hmm. all in one episode themed towards that topic, right? But yeah. the human mind doesn't... this thing would be boring as fuck for me if we had to have it structured. It doesn't work.
Well, yeah, no, you gotta let it flow.
Yeah, right? So I've, you know, this... I mean, not necessarily spaces so much. Hold on. I'm going to mute up my... Oh, it's on your end, dude. You're the noisy one. What are you doing?
It's trying to work a little bit while we're talking.
I'm calling you out. No, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, no. I was the one that was asking what the noise was earlier, so...
The man that's causing his own problems. Why does my face hurt so much?
Mine was a washing machine. Sorry, guys.
We're all called.
Yeah, it sounded like someone sawing something, but a washing machine makes more sense.
All right, let's get our shit together. So, one idea that I had for an episode, or not an episode, but for an actual podcast, and I think it would be neat, and it would really give people an opportunity to learn how to speak at length without really too much pressure, but understand that you can do it. 30 minutes isn't actually that long, right? If you understand how to stay in flow with the information, right? If you're drawing off a topic that you understand, or you can use imagination to explore through, right? You're drawing mm-hmm. off of those reservoirs of information that you've taken in, you can speak. Like, I used to do a thing with a buddy where she would give me 3 words and I would create a keynote out of it. And my objective was to be able to use all 3 of those, combine them together as one cohesive unit, right? But not bring them up all right away. Like, not say, oh, it's about this, this, and this, right? Like, having an actual, like, talk. And I would do that for 30 minutes. And ooh. I think having... You know, even doing it on X in spaces on a small number, I think it would be interesting to see how people do. Because, like, the objective would be to get through all 30 minutes before, like, you know, pausing or stopping or losing your place or whatever it is. The other thing is it would give you an idea of how good you are at freestyling thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I mean that's all this is. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. Right, this isn't scripted.
We're flowing.
Right, we don't go into this knowing what we're going to talk about. Like I know that at some point, probably in like 10 minutes, we should shift gears into like you talking about water, and you know maybe have Andy ask some questions, or if you have something that you came into it with that you want to talk about, like something about the industry that isn't really talked about that much. Let's get it. Right.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into that, I think I may have found a way to play this news clip.
Let's go.
Let's try. Let me know if you hear this. No. Oh, hold on.
Phone and say SOS. What's going on?
We did it.
Are you playing it through your computer?
This is all happening
speakers?
At 3 a.m. No. So we did that.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, work. Perfect.
Okay.
It's not the only thing, guys. If you're experiencing that, it may be a result of space weather. Okay. I'm going to do my best to explain what's going on. Let's go ahead and take a look. So there was a strong solar flare event that happened just after midnight, and they actually captured an image of it right here. Okay. I had to look up this scale. I wish I knew everything about space weather. That's a whole different specialty. But R3, that's for radio communications. It's on a scale of 1 to 5, and 3 is pretty bad. That means it impacts radio communications for a few hours after this happens. And so right now that could be impacting some of our technology. And sadly, we're entering a solar maximum where we're going to see more and more solar storms, solar flares. And it's never happened in this time of human history where we're relying on technology like we have never before. So interesting time. Hopefully they'll fix it. But the good news is, at least when you're on Wi-Fi, you should be able to still text and call people, right? But there is an effect on radio. It peaked right after midnight. And there you go. A flare is an eruption of energy. You have the electromagnetic wave shooting towards the Earth at the speed of light. So it's almost immediate impact on the light side of Earth where the sun lights up. And so there you have it.
You know what?
We'll see. The ionosphere is protecting us from all this stuff, but it can interrupt radio communications.
Yeah, sure it is. You know what's interesting is how I said about that, like, and Andy, you confirmed this X6. I'm on the Space Weather app now, and now it's only showing as an X1.7. It's weird.
But do you think it's kind of like hurricane-based? You know, like how a hurricane, they just like, oh, this one's gangbusters, it's going to fuck a lot of stuff up. And then they're just like, no, it's just a calm little fucking storm passing by, guys.
But then this one says, but it also then says on this app, the 24-hour max was X6.37. So it's fucking weird. Yeah, and then even in events on the sun past 24 hours, yesterday, it was an X6.3. And then we've had an M4.8 in the last 24 hours, or 2 hours, or M2.65 in the last 2 hours. So there's lots of shit happening. And then there's a probability, a 30% chance of another X-class solar flare coming. What this all means, I don't know.
Well,
let's say, what's the difference between the X and an M-class?
Sorry. It's just so they go in C, M, and X, and X is just like the like C goes from 1 to 10, M goes from 1 to 10, and X goes from 1 to 10. And it looks like there is an ability to go above a 10 on the X, but it's just kind of like that's more going back to what X said about, you know, the hurricane type of thing. It's just like a Richter scale type of thing. It's just it's measuring the size.
Like it comes in and they think it's going to be this, and then, you know, like through its traveling path of whatever it goes through, you know, it could be reduced down. Like that makes sense to me. The other thing that popped into my mind is, like, we were never around during his time, and maybe we still would have done nothing and whatnot.
Whoa,
everybody.
Sorry. No, Instagram started doing things.
Of course it did. It's going to start doing more and more things, too. okay, so, you've heard of a man named Tesla, right? Probably back in the day, did some things.
Nikola.
Yeah, right. One of those, you know, true immigrant stories of, you know, rags to riches story. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, like Robert Herjavec.
Right, exactly. Except for he's got money still and didn't die alone and fucking, you know.
Oh, yeah, but he sold out.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, going back to him and all of his fancy technology that he created, right? Since we don't really know shit, could it not also be his laser weapon? Because I'm sure that they created that shit. You would not, like, the psychopaths run this shit, I'm certain they put that shit together.
Have you seen, it's very Dr. Evil. Like, have you seen what just happened in Chile?
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up, right? Everyone's now painting their houses
blue. That's DEW
blue.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because there's like there's the blue buildings or whatever that are still standing.
Yeah, man. Everyone's painting their houses blue, like their roofs blue.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting shit for sure.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, it's not just DEWs that they're using. Because I mean, they also was it Acapulco a few months ago? They fucked Acapulco right up.
Too. Yeah,
like absolutely devastated, and then same thing. I can't think of the name of the island off of Spain. They fucked that right up too. Like, and it's just I'd be interested to see like the coordinates of all of them.
Yeah.
I've heard theories that on with Hawaii, like Hawaii's like the heart chakra, or on the heart chakra of the planet, or it's on some sort of meridian line. And I know, I mean, there's an interesting meridian line. And when I say I know, I mean, this is what I've heard. There's a meridian line that goes through South America. And that's why I like going to Costa Rica and Peru and doing your Aya ceremonies down there are like so valuable. We should do that, by the way.
I'm Bobby Bouchain, and you are listening to and riding the waves.
I want to do that. That would be so cool.
Mm-hmm. What? Go check out meridian lines?
No, go do ayahuasca down. And,
oh, fuck.
So okay. I just went fucking complete ADD.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Decided to derail myself there.
Let's go, everybody. Right. Ayahuasca trip.
Right. We're going to do ayahuasca in Costa Rica?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. I'll see you guys in the jungle.
Yeah, somewhere right. deep in the jungle.
Bring your podcast gear so we can talk about it.
Listen, I did mine on the road, so I'm already equipped for that. Let's go.
Amazing. Amazing. Right, but, you know, going back to it, there's definitely something going on. And, like, it kind of does remind me of, you know, the biblical story of paint your door red with, like, whatever, lamb's blood or whatever, you know, like, then you'll be saved, right? Paint your fucking house blue and you'll be fucking okay. Like, yeah. That's what we're dealing with now, right? Like, we're dealing with...
That would make sense going, yeah. You know, if the Bible said red, it's actually blue because we live in fucking inverse, upside-down clown world.
I wonder...
Speaking about...
Yeah, go ahead.
I have something to add about Lahaina.
Hit it.
Now, I
dope.
Have to find the name of the guy that created this grid map, but I have a grid map over Google Earth of ley lines and energy points. Went to Hawaii, installed the thing, went in on it and zoomed in. And the line, one of the main lines that goes through the Hawaiian Islands is literally, I mean, just off of Lahaina.
No kidding.
It touches the island that Lahaina is on, but it's like, it's right in that little area. So, I mean, there's something probably to that theory. It's a rim of fire and everything like that, and that the Hawaiian Islands are right in the center of the rim of fire.
I firmly do believe that because I look at the planet as a living being just like we are. We can talk about flat earth or heliocentric model or the firmament. Yeah, I think that's gotta bring you back, X.
Oh, dude,
that fucking guy.
We need to get that as a clip. Just him saying.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I could look it up, but you know what? I feel like that would be a hard one to find. What the hell was that even called?
The lost history.
Of what on earth happened?
What on earth happened is one of them, and then lost history of flat earth. I think it's the other one. Wait,
didn't you send those to me?
I did, sir. One of them is only like 5 hours long, and then the other one's like 12. You know, fuck me.
Well, and he just, but I, to be completely fair, he kind of just repeats himself a lot.
He does, and if you listen to his later stuff, did you listen to the stuff after? Like, he did those two series, and then he did more stuff. You showed me that. So I listened to it, and he recants some of the stuff that he says, which is really interesting. So I started looking at it, you know, a little bit differently, too. Like, he opened my eyes to a bunch of shit and then was just like, this is what I looked into more and found this. Like, he did find that human beings built some of those mega structures.
Right? Oh, interesting.
And I was like, oh, shit. So human beings just fucking lost. Like, here's what we don't do as human beings well enough. We don't pass down things well enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have hand-me-downs with clothes, but we don't do hand-me-down things with skills, right? And if you think about it back in the day, they didn't have all the distractions that we had. So you could put in a good solid, like 8 hours of work back in the day was probably like 12 to 16.
Oh, if I couldn't, the amount of time that people spend on their phones nowadays.
Yeah. You know, like, but it, not even just on their phones, but in distracted time. So you're not even looking at your phone, but you're thinking about your phone. You're thinking about texting. You're thinking about something else. You're thinking about this, this, and this, right? Where instead back then you didn't have any of that shit. And like, maybe you talked to like five people outside of, you know, work, right? So like, you were just going to catch up with them when you got home anyways or go to the bar, right? So you just fucking put your head down and you got to fucking work. And you put up these amazing buildings because we had patience back then. Yeah. Nobody has patience. Well, you want the robots to do everything now.
Speaking of which, I completely fucking derailed myself when I brought up Firmament.
I look at
us as microcosms of macrocosm. Okay. The more I learn about cellular health, the more I think that that's just what we are. We're cells within a cell. And I'm like pretty firm on that.
Like, okay, so what I'm picking up on, we've had this discussion, right? Like, we're cells.
Of course we have.
We're cells of the planet. Right, so like we don't.
Because your body, like you look at your body, and it has up to like 75 trillion cells. Yeah. So I mean, can think that there's.
Let's go on a side quest for a second here. I want to talk about this lady that I met on Clubhouse who was talking about a technique that she came up to herself. Like it was coming through her saying, try this, try this, try this, like do this. So to set the scene, her nephew had some sort of back injury where like he couldn't walk, right? Okay. And so they tried everything and whatnot and were coming to the conclusion that this kid would just never walk again. And what she did was she found a way to tap into his body, connect with it, and then talk to his cells, especially the dead ones, and help remind them who they were. Right? And she was able to revive them. His back healed, and he's okay.
I mean, that is believable to me.
I think so, too. Right?
I've heard of people doing mushrooms that were quads and then all of a sudden fucking walking after that. So.
Yeah, man. I think it's absolutely possible. I don't think human beings understand the possibilities that they have. They're always looking for limits.
Well, yeah, Paul Stamets stopped stuttering his first experience.
His Fantastic Fungi. Oh, such a good documentary. Yeah, he had a terrible stutter. And then he had a buddy of his, like he couldn't even talk to this girl that he really liked because he couldn't even fucking look her in the eye because he was so embarrassed about his stutter. And his buddy gave him a big bag of mushrooms, from the sounds of it, probably like an ounce. Didn't know what he's doing with the mushrooms. So he had the whole fucking bag, which is wild. That's just day for you, X.
Yes, sir.
But this big storm happened. He went into this tree, held onto the tree, and like throughout the process, he was like, stop stuttering, stop stuttering, stop stuttering. He explains it as he said that to himself hundreds, if not thousands of times. And the next day he's walking through, walking through somewhere in the school. And then he sees her and looks her right in the eye and has a full conversation with her. No stutter. And he hasn't stuttered since. Like, that's fucking so cool. Yeah, I think he was actually, power. I think he was walking through the quads to the gymnasium.
Streaking?
I don't know how good of a conversation it would have been if he was streaking.
Facts.
But
I think that what goes unnoticed with mushrooms, which I really think if MAPS or whatever it is, so MAPS is a psychedelic study group. If they did studies on this, maybe they would know better. But I do think that on microdosing leading up to macrodosing, you are rewiring your brain with mushrooms. Like your mushrooms, that's what they do.
Well, that's part of Fantastic Fungi.
Okay,
is the science behind the neuroplasticity that comes with mushrooms?
I really do feel like I am the way that I am in a lot of ways because of my exploration with them. I think, like, I just walked through a friend who was afraid of taking mushrooms. She bought 5 grams and she was uncertain about, like, you know, like she was afraid because she'd heard all these stories about it, right? And I was like, okay, knowing what I know now, I can walk you through this and I can get you unafraid of mushrooms real quick and have you have a real great relationship with them and understand. So the first step for everybody, and I don't know why people have never said this to people, learn how you are on it. If you're going to drink alcohol, don't drink a whole six pack first. Don't drink as much as you can. Have a shot. One shot. and go, this is my body on one shot of alcohol. So when you start with mushrooms, it's like, this is, you know, start with 500 milligrams and work your way up. That's all I'm saying. What that will do is your brain will start getting used to having that in your system and will love you because it's helping you rewire shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of synapses and shit that are detached. That, like, I really do think that the more proper use that we have with these things, along with working through your shit, purposefully going through your code and rewriting it as you can, even if it's in real life, going like, I want to be like this, and then just being like that until you are like that, right? That rewrites your code to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. But mushrooms will get that experience. They will enhance that experience further, right? And so, you know, even though they don't really do anything for me anymore, they really shape me into the person I am. And I highly recommend it to pretty much every single person in the world because we have a lot of damage in our brains from what we've been going through. The amount of trauma that the human species has endured in the last, I would say, 100 years under the surface. Like, human beings don't understand the amount of energy that you can draw off of beings when you keep them in a docile, depressed, numb state. And you just leave that power off of them and leave that power.
Have you done mushrooms and fascial maneuvers yet?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. No.
Right? I feel like you should, because that's, I mean, your fascia is your third brain.
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. I've heard that breath of, no, hold, you just hold on a second here. Are you on mushrooms right now?
No.
Okay, because I've been with you on mushrooms, and I noticed a sigh.
Yeah, I noticed. Dude, I can instantly like, I can get to that frequency quickly though.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So
there's some in the house though.
And there is. We can get it on it if we have another 45 minutes to an hour, guys. We can get me lifted on mushrooms, and we can fucking get going.
Well, I don't have that time today, but maybe we explore that 100%. Next Friday.
We do have time for you to get into what you know best, right?
Yep.
High quality H2O.
That's right. That's right.
I should. It's wild to me that I don't have like a whole panel full of Bobby Boucher sound clips on my soundboard. No, I don't know why.
I don't even know why.
Here, come on,
man.
That one's like barely even relevant anymore because I don't think he could even put that sentence together.
Hands down, 46th best president ever.
I gotta go.
Okay. But before you do,
I don't quite yet. I got 15 minutes. Awesome. But
let's spend that time focused on again what you do best. Let's talk about water. It's why we all came here. We're not going to talk about the water's existence right now. We're going to talk about the water that goes into your body.
Yeah.
Now, we can go a couple directions. We got me, Andy, and James, right? And, you know, a guest listening in.
Ask me questions.
So hit me in the DM if you want to ask a question. Quote me. But Bobby, or not Bobby, Andy and James, feel free to ask questions if you want. And Bobby, if there's a topic of water that you don't feel is being addressed at the moment, we can talk about that too.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I talked about this last week or not. But just obviously, we talk a lot about what's in our water. I think the most overlooked thing in our water is pharmaceuticals.
Ooh, good call. You mean the involuntary, voluntary method that we use has leaked pharmaceuticals into, like, how our consumption of pharmaceuticals has led to it being in the water, or are they putting pharmaceuticals in the water?
No. I'm sure they probably are, but what I'm referring to is our consumption of pharmaceuticals that go back into the water. You got girls on birth control, the average 80-year-old on 14 different prescriptions. and you know, that gets peed out of your body and that goes in back into the water system, and then municipal water treatment systems don't have the ability to take that out, and it just, it goes right into us, because municipal water treatment systems only really care about a few different things, and that's more like viruses and bacteria, and they do a good job of killing that with things that kill us, like chlorine and fluoride. But other than that, they don't care. They don't care about heavy metals. They don't care about pesticides, herbicides. And also, if you're talking pesticides and herbicides, that goes into your water after your water's been treated. Mm-hmm. You know, especially here where I live in the burbs of Vancouver, there's a lot of farms around, and the farms use those herbicides and pesticides, and it gets into the water that you end up drinking that has come from the water treatment facility. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pause for a second, too, on that. Now, what is the impact on food with that? Any idea? Because, like, if we're talking about fruits and vegetables that are, you know, like, their composition is mostly water, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of evidence.
Poisons now?
That's why a lot of people that live the eat your water mindset, which is like good, you know, that's a great way, because that's structured water. Mm-hmm. That's a great way of getting your water, but what are you getting it from? Are you getting it from a seedless watermelon?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that water is no good for you.
But hold on, let's pause for a second. You could be getting it from a seeded watermelon, and that might not be good for you either, because of, like,
very true,
all of the water, because, like, we're not looking at the water that we're putting into our food.
Yeah.
Right. We're just now looking into the water that we're putting into our bodies. Right. So, that's a whole other step. Go ahead.
So what about having an organic, so based it off of an organic seedless watermelon or a seeded conventional grown? What would be better then?
I think
that's all I can find.
I think at the end of the day, we're really getting to that spot where we can't be lazy anymore, and we actually have to learn to grow our own. And
that's the best way of doing it.
And help our neighbors to the right and left do the same thing, so that we can trade and share with them and know the process that's going into it. And that includes sharing good, clean water, so that those fruits and vegetables that are going to go into our body have a good chance of actually keeping us healthy.
Yep.
Right. That's really the only way, because we don't know. And if you think about it, like, I mean, me and James, I played a clip for James, but he already knew about it. Some dude talking about he was talking about 2011 and how there's like 13,000 of whatever measurement this is of aluminum in our water now, because of what they've been spraying in the skies.
Yeah. Right?
And, like, before, in the 90s, that was at zero. Right? Yeah, all of this shit. And, like, why it's been taken out of... aluminum has been taken out of deodorants. It's been taken out of a bunch of stuff because it's harmful for the body. So now, what do we think's going to happen if that amount of aluminum goes through your body in a water state, meaning it bypasses your digestive system and completely just goes right to your blood? Right? I don't think we're thinking about it enough. Like, I think about, as crazy as it sounds, dude, I think about water every single time I drink it. Right?
I'm lucky that doesn't sound crazy to me.
I'm lucky that I am living in a place where somebody else gives a fuck about water too. Right?
Good.
Yep.
You know, and I absolutely miss getting water from you.
Mm-hmm.
My body.
I miss.
You know.
I miss the process of all of that.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's, and that's the thing. So this will probably, like, continuously sound like a sales pitch to people. And I get that, but that's not what the point of any of this is. The point is that you understand water. You got into the business to understand it. And through your explorations, you figured out, you know, how human beings can get, you know, good, at least as good as clean drinking water as we can, but you got to get that through, like, a machine. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's no way to talk about getting good, clean water without it feeling like a sales pitch. But the real idea is, why are these machines good? Why do they help? Like, what do they do? Just for the, for people wanting
for
to,
those that don't know.
Exactly. Like, let's start very basics right now and just being like, what are things that people can do?
Well, for first step is filtering the water and filtering it properly. Sorry to say this, but Brita doesn't really cut it. You know, it's all steps in the right direction, but you don't want, I mean, and then there's also, you can go too far over and do like reverse osmosis or distilled water, which, you know, it's great because it removes everything from your water, but it's also bad because it removes everything from your water, including the minerals, which is the foundation to your water. But yeah, first step is having a good filtration system to make sure that that water is purified. And then what my machines do is it splits the water into hydrogen-rich alkaline water and oxygen-rich acidic water. And there's 8 different levels, and they all have their own benefits. But the hydrogen-rich water, and then you're hearing and seeing this hit the market, you know, by storm, which is amazing for me because I've been yelling it off the rooftops for over a decade now. But it will help you, like regular water. Even just purified H2O will not permeate your cells. So you can get digestional hydration or intestinal hydration through your intestinal tract, but that's where it ends. Whereas hydrogen being this, if your water is rich in hydrogen, it will actually permeate the cell membrane or the firmament and get into the cell, and that's where it reduces, it will neutralize the most cell damaging free radical in your body and help hydrate you at a cellular level and allow the now neutralized free radical to an easy way of being expelled out of your body, obviously, because actually not obviously because I didn't mention that it turns the cell damaging free radical called the hydroxyl radical into water. And oh yeah, I did say that. Fuck, I keep derailing myself. It's like I'm back taking gummies doing these podcasts again. Yeah, so it allows for an easy way for your now neutralized free radical to get out of your body. From there, you experience a more balanced cellular health, which allows your body to operate in the way that it's meant to do. And that's, you know, how you reduce inflammation, repair gut health, and get yourself back to the healthy, balanced state that your body craves and deserves. So that's in a very nutshell, you know, what my water machine does.
Right. But there's definitely impact with it. I could definitely tell on it and off it. Like, yeah. 100%. So as somebody that has...
You don't...
The what?
I was just going to play a clip.
Oh, play it. Let's go.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Oh man!
Yeah, sorry.
And if you don't know,
now you know.
Now you know.
And but, I'm not in the right position to be finishing off that line.
Yeah, nope. No, I don't think any of us are at the moment.
No,
Are we allowed to be trans black yet?
Yeah, or can we identify?
Yeah, as, then, you know, as a man. No, okay,
nope,
not going,
nope,
there. Not going,
nope,
there, guys. Okay, sticking with the.
So I do have a question about water.
Hit
though.
It.
Yes, yeah, so, go for it.
I actually mentioned getting your crops and growing your own food. So we're talking about drinking the water, but we also talked about how the water in the air is damaging our crops. So how do we get good water to our crops and stop the bad water from hitting it. So obviously, like an indoor grow op, right? But then, how do you get the good fresh water to a big enough operation to sustain, you know, like a family, even two? Because we talked about giving to your neighbors too and teaching them how to do it.
Yeah, if you have it indoors, then it's just a matter of filtering the water that that you end up watering your crops with, which I can help with. Because, and it, not in the form of the hydrogen water machines that I just mentioned, I do have whole home filtration systems as well. And there's two sizes of them. The Grande system would be able to handle that. In fact, I'm approaching some farms as we speak.
Oh, for that very thing, huh? That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, Mike, X, you hit the nail on the head with that, because it's the same as when I talk about having a hydrogen water system that's properly filtered, that you use for cooking and cleaning. You know, I've talked to chefs. It's like, okay, what do you cook your pasta with? What do you boil your vegetables or your rice? Like, what are you using? Oh, yeah, that's right. Water. Is it filtered properly? Probably not. So let's fix that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, can we pause for a second? I just want to interject one thing real quick. So something that I discovered about rice, and I might not be right about it, but I do think that it makes sense. If you look at rice as a capsule, you'll understand what you can do with rice a little bit better, right? So most people just cook rice with water, and that's what's being absorbed into that capsule. Now, if you upgrade your water into, you know, from a filtered water, and you get rid of, like, all those pesticides, all of those things are going into the rice you're consuming it, and it's going into your body, right? Because there's no escape for that when you make rice. It's not like you're, you know, letting the steam go out. You want all of it to go into the rice. So you upgrade into good quality water. You already are now putting good quality ingredients into your body, because rice is just really a capsule. It's empty until you do something with it, right? Take a step up. Keep all your scraps. Like if you, especially if you're growing your own foods and it's healthy and you understand and maintenance, keep your scraps as much as you possibly can. And boil those into a broth. Then, with your good clean water, boil into a broth. Then take that broth and make soup with it. Or not soup, sorry, not soup. Make rice with it.
Rice, yeah.
And you will then, logically, what makes sense to me is you would take all of those nutrients that were in the broth, it would go into those capsules and then go into your body. Yep. So people are missing out on an opportunity of what rice is really meant for us, because we cook it so fucking basically.
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I like coconut rice.
Yes, coconut rice. Yeah, because it soaks in all that coconut water and milk.
Hell yeah. Yeah, coconut milk.
Yeah.
And then, but it also, you know, in the same way that we wash the pesticides and shit off of our fruits and vegetables, there's a fuck ton of arsenic that sits on most rice.
Yes. You have to wash
it. And so, yeah, and then that's where, you know, one of the ways that I teach people with, like, for the value of my machines is using it for, to wash off rice. And rice, when you've rinsed it properly and then cook it properly, night and day difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. All right, gentlemen.
All right, hold on.
It's my time.
Before you go, we got, can James just ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by all means. Sorry, awesome. Sorry. I didn't, yeah.
No, you're good. Go ahead, James.
No, I'll stick this one to water. I had heard that having filters on your shower, like to filter the water, aren't necessarily effective because of hot water, apparently, I guess maybe denaturing or lessening the effectiveness of the charcoal. Is that like the case kind of thing?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I do know that a lot of shower filters don't do much. I do know that. Finding a good shower filter is hard. Right. I mean, there is one shower. There's a shower filter that I have, but I really, you know, I don't spend a too much time promoting it, just based on it being essentially just vitamin C, which will remove chlorine and chloramines. But that's it. There's and again, as mentioned, there's a lot more in our water. Don't get me wrong. Removing chlorine and chloramines is huge, because chlorine is chlorine, but when it is heated up, it turns into chloride, and then you breathe it in, and that is actually worse for you than it absorbing into your skin, which is still a problem, skin being your biggest organ. And then chloramines is chlorine mixed with ammonia, which is obviously just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, having a kid on the way, I definitely am looking at that more, because I can't do whole home filtration for my place, because I live in a condo and I also rent. But it's definitely something I'm looking at more.
Cool. And I'll DM you with my other question, because since I couldn't get you on, I forgot to respond to you yesterday on the live. So after the
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries. Maybe I'll have you on the live next Thursday.
All right. There we go.
If you're up for it.
Sure. I guess I'll get camera ready.
There we go.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
I love it.
You have to shave that day, you know.
I was like I said earlier, I was ready to just shut that down. Thank God I had that other lady come on with me there. And chat, because otherwise I just feel like a fucking broken record to say the same thing over and over again, and then I start getting anxiety because I'm like, holy shit, I'm just saying the same thing over and over again, and people are gonna want to listen. So it's a challenging thing doing those live videos.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, definitely.
But it comes with practice.
Mm-hmm. It does. So all
right.
I'm trying to use this Rodecaster Roadhouse more. I've got a clip loaded up here for us to thank our sponsors in a different way today.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Well, should we thank our sponsors?
I want to thank God. I want to thank the Lord God, cause it's not really up to me. It's up to him. And I want to thank the devil too. You know, cause that's why God's there. He's minding a fence, making sure that guy never comes back. You know, if it weren't for the devil, God would probably go insane, blow his brains out from boredom. You know? Everybody likes to feel useful. Make the world go round. Check you, Tom.
Well played.
Good old Peter.
Well played. All right. Well, thanks, dude. Thanks for surfing with us today. This has been great.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoy doing these sessions every week. And so I'm looking forward to next week. And
damn right.
Maybe we'll have, for anybody that's listening to the replay, reach out to X. And, like, if you have any questions or topics, then we can keep the conversation going and relevant for those that are listening.
Yeah, man, I like the idea of just cutting it at some point and just going into water. I like that. I like being able to...
It works.
I want your information to get out more. Like what
I appreciate
know.
That.
Absolutely, dude. All right.
Speaking of that, when do you go live on and where do you go live on Thursdays?
So every Thursday at 2:00 Pacific time. On the Human Garage Instagram account.
Okay.
They call it Thirsty Thursdays. And I mean, they've got a massive following, that I've been very fortunate to tap into and help, with their hydration needs. When you do those fascial maneuvers, it's super important to be hydrated properly so that you can flush out the things that you're releasing. So, and there's no better way to do that than hydrogen water.
Perfect. Awesome.
And
Pacific time
on Human Garage Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2:00 Pacific.
Yep.
That's good. All right, guys.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Be well.
We will chat in a week.
Absolutely, dude. Be well, dude.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.